KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Friendly family man George, not so modest single guy Craig, and totally twisted, highly unstable Gordon. It's Dunham and Miller tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
5:56. It is now time for us to stop down for a little
entertainment.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. 2-for-1 for tomorrow night's Mavericks Golden State game.
The return of Nick Van Exel.
That's right.
2-for-1.
2-for-1. 214-696-8001. Call Texas Tickets if you want to get in on that. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who became very erotically aroused at the sight of the Janet Jackson breastage yesterday. Here he is, Cobra.
I was just glad Chris Arnold didn't run up there. I kept looking for him to show up.
Hello, Cobra.
You see him like jetpacking down right there on stage.
Like in Super Bowl One.
Little baby.
You remember me?
Well, no, not
this,
really.
This is an original Super Bowl One jetpack.
Oh, I bet his pants were going crazy.
Well, they should. She's one of the hottest girls in the world.
Well, you were right, Grego. You said that the Super Bowl began to get huge in 1992.
Super Bowl 27 in Pasadena.
The Cowboys first under the Jimmy era.
Right.
In which Garth Brooks sang the national anthem.
Jimmy.
And Michael Jackson performed at halftime.
I knew they were going to have to ramp it up now that Jimmy was involved or he'd overshadow the whole thing.
Exactly.
Jimmy.
You know, I went to that press conference with Michael Jackson.
You did?
Yep, sure did. I was sitting probably as far as here to the wall from him.
Now, that's the first huge one. Before that, they had Gloria Estefan, Brian Boitano, and Dorothy Hamill. What was it?
Yeah, they skated.
What a beating.
That was the year before, right?
Yes. I'm going backwards now.
Where was that at?
Doesn't say. Then the new kids on the block. Then it gets real crazy with the halftime was Pete Fountain, Jug Kershaw, and Irma Thomas?
I was at that Super Bowl. That was in New Orleans.
Who's that?
What is that?
Who's Pete Fountain?
It was in New Orleans. Those are all New Orleans people.
Pete Fountain is a New Orleans clarinet player.
Right. Wow.
And Doug Kershaw is a fiddle player.
And Irma Thomas is an R&B singer of the New Orleans ilk.
And then Super Bowl 23 basically gave up. I think they called these people that morning.
People? Called Davey?
They called him that morning and said, hey, can you do this? Because they had South Florida area dancers.
That's it.
See, after 27, Scrippers? after 27 is when they really...
They had Mons Venus roll out there.
That's kind of what they had last night.
Then you had...
So that Mons Venus you can't touch. Apparently you can touch there.
You had Chubby Checker.
Oh, you can touch.
And the Rockettes. And 88 Grand Pianos. And then it gets really stupid. Southern California area high school drill teams for Super Bowl 21.
See, after 27 is when they started getting recognizable, big-time entertainers.
And then Up With People dominated for about 7 years straight.
Wasn't Davey a part of that? I think he was.
Dave Lane?
I think he was. I think he was in Up With People.
What? I mean...
Some local chapter.
Davey,
I think he
performed
was
at a halftime show at the Super Bowl once.
I don't think he did that, but I think he was in some kind of Young Life or something.
Well, he was probably in Young Life. That's not the same thing as Up With People.
I think it's an offshoot.
No, I was in Young Life.
What the hell is Up With People?
Young Life is just a young Christian organization.
Well, I know. I didn't ask you that.
Oh.
What is Up With People?
Kind of the same thing.
Really?
Except just they dance.
Everything's positive and they sing. And
yeah, Up With People is this thing that they had like in the 60s and 70s where they'd have about, I don't know, 20, 25 guys and gals going around singing real uplifting songs for youth.
Do you know where you're going to?
Apparently they went to Kimball High School and got rhymes.
I always picture Up With People singing that up and away in my beautiful balloon. Who was that?
Fifth Dimension.
It was?
That was the Fifth Dimension.
With Marilyn McCoo that you saw?
And Billy Davis Jr.
Didn't have anything to do with Up With People.
Marilyn McCoo.
Right.
Solid Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw him in concert.
So we have that to look forward to in next year's halftime. Michael Jackson
told us, nothing.
With Marilyn McPoo.
Leave her alone.
Roast, Captain Doodoo.
This is a strange story. In the Michael Jackson case, Janet's not the only Jackson making news. They have searched the home of one of Michael Jackson's best friends, Mark Schaffel, who is a longtime advisor and a porn star magnet.
What?
Yeah.
What is that?
It says the cops in Santa Barbara descended on the home of gay porn producer and Jacko business associate Mark Schaffel.
Hmm. Big Dick will have him on next week.
He will. What are they looking for there? But it's in conjunction with the Michael Jackson case.
What do you think they're looking for?
Gay porn?
Easy.
It's in the story. I can say gay porn. He is a gay porn producer.
Psycho, just mark that. We might be able to edit that around something.
Barry Manilow is out of the hospital after his... I want you to look at this picture.
What's he about to do?
This is a picture of Barry Manilow, like a stock picture that they have on one of his websites. I mean, like he just farted.
Give it to Greg.
Shut up.
Slow down. Slow down.
Slither slowly, snake.
Anyway, Barry Manilow's heart almost blew out of his nose.
You know what? I like him, and I make no apologies for that.
Barry
I
Manilow?
I think he's good. Yeah. I've got his greatest hits, and it's a good CD.
Snake.
I'm
no,
proud
it's not.
Of it. Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Grego.
Sorry. I make no apologies.
Maybe we need to play, Hey Man, What's the Deal with Barry Manilow?
Be a short segment, because it's not much.
He's good. He wrote good songs.
Well, he certainly made a lot of money in the 70s. With Mandy and...
That's a good song. That Mandy's a great song.
Looks Like Tomatoes.
What?
I don't believe that's it.
So what? This.
Looks like tomatoes.
Nothing wrong with Barry Manilow.
Can't smile without you. Grego, you're the only heterosexual
He's right.
who likes Barry Manilow.
Well, then I'm proud
Everybody
to be.
Else is
then I'm proud to
60-something.
Or a girl.
With big, saggy boobs.
I don't care. I like him. If he ever were to come through here, I might go.
Watch it. Easy.
I might go see him in concert.
You would?
Maybe.
He's been through recently, like in the last year or so.
Can you imagine how much coke he could snort through that nose?
Tread lightly.
All right.
Tread lightly.
Easy.
Tread lightly.
They don't need any gratuitous drug
they
references.
They haven't quite made it to dinner yet.
Justin Timberlake has already apologized for the Janet Jackson boob gate incident. He says, I'm sorry that anyone was offended by the wardrobe malfunction during the halftime performance of the Super Bowl.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, the streaker had one of those, too.
That boob was ready, locked and loaded to be flopped out.
Wardrobe malfunction. You didn't think he was laughing as he was writing this?
He didn't. His publicist did it. He didn't say a word. But this is not the first time this has happened. Roger, remember during the Grammys when that Lil' Kim was out there and she was wearing the pasty?
Diana Ross jiggled up on
her. Right.
So what's the big deal? Kids watch the Grammys, too, to see their favorite performers.
There's a little bit of difference between doing it at the Super Bowl and doing it at the Grammys.
But she just
Why?
Wore that.
What's
yeah.
the difference?
And, I mean, that boob was completely out there.
Oh, I know.
The whole thing was there.
I
it was
know.
Like a little pasty.
I mean, her dress had one whole side not there.
Tell me what the difference is.
Well, just at the Super Bowl, you know, you don't expect to see that kind of thing there.
But you do at the Grammys?
You're more likely to at the Grammys than you are at the Super Bowl.
But I'm telling you, that halftime show has nothing to do with the Super Bowl proper.
But it's still, I know, but it's still the Super Bowl. It still falls under the heading of the Super Bowl program. And that type of thing is a little bit more likely to go on at the Grammys or, I don't know, at the Oscars or somewhere like that, some showbiz thing where the liberal left is you know, in full swing than at the Super Bowl.
By the way, we didn't even mention who the show stealer of the halftime show was, and that was Kid Rock. He kicked ass.
Yeah.
You didn't think he was good? He was the best part of that
halftime show. No, because I was throwing up, and I was very sad.
Why?
He had to walk out there with a hole cut in Old Glory, wearing it around like a cape.
It was a patriotic symbol.
No, it wasn't. You don't do that to the flag.
Psycho, play a little bit
of
Kid Rock.
You do not do that to the flag. And you know what? He should be ripped for doing that.
For
cutting a hole in the American flag and wearing it over him like he's Mike Tyson about to step into a ring.
It wasn't like he, you know.
And what did he do that was so great anyway?
Not
what
another outrage.
He actually sang. That was something that was pretty darn good.
He didn't lip-sync.
You know what? I never made it to his singing because I was so outraged.
Because he wore a flag?
You damn right. You don't do that. Why didn't he just make a diaper out of it?
He said about 100 times, I'm proud to be from the USA. Or
respect
like that.
The flag.
He does.
No, he doesn't. You don't cut a hole in
it. He is more right-wing than you are, I guarantee.
Well, maybe he's ignorant of the rules of the American flag and how to treat it. That's no different than an athlete taking the flag after they win a big game and draping it over their sweaty-ass shoulders.
That's
just as disrespectful.
Kevin, they're not
Can you imagine sweating on the flag?
It wasn't an actual flag.
Yes, it was. It was an actual flag.
Prove it.
Well, I probably can't, Danny.
Crank this up.
I think I can do this. This is not talent.
Take a stock.
It's right around the corner, Hammer.
This is not talent. This is screaming. This is going out there in Hollywood.
What was that?
Why do all rappers have to have their name in their songs?
So their hoes know who they are?
Now, do you think he's a violent person like the rest of the rappers and stuff out there? Do you glob him in there with Puff Daddy and all the rest of them?
He's probably shot a few people. Why do you have to put your own name in there?
So people know who you are.
By the way, when is that show?
All right, turn this crap off.
Thank you, Danny.
Good Lord.
That is not the bright.
When and where is that show?
Hold on.
The Kid Rock show?
Yeah.
It's the 19th.
Is it?
February 19th.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
What night is that? Corby.
Well, that'd probably be a Thursday, because didn't ticket stock start the 20th?
Yeah. And
which is a Friday?
And where is this? At Next Stage?
It's Next Stage. I believe it's the 19th.
And isn't it them and Linkin Park?
Also underrated band.
Shut up.
I've seen them live. They're great.
I know one thing. I'm going to double lock my doors that night because I'm close to Next Stage.
All right. We're going, Danny.
No.
Danny, please go for the show.
To Kid Rock?
No.
Yes, to Kid Rock.
You know what? I would have gone, except he ripped it with me yesterday, cutting a hole in the American flag.
He was trying to honor it.
Well, you don't honor it by cutting a hole in it.
Well, how else was he going to wear it?
He could have brought it out there on like a pole, like a flagpole, and waved it. That would have been great. That would have been wonderful. You don't cut a hole in it. He was trying to make a left statement.
A left statement?
Damn right.
He's come out in support
Damn
of the
right.
war. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you know what? Then don't cut a hole in the American flag.
Like,
sorry.
Like Kevin said, he didn't know the rules.
Right.
He's not a Mensa
Well, you know
member.
What? Perhaps maybe he should figure out the rules. And it doesn't take you don't have to be very smart to know that you don't cut a hole in an American flag and drape it around your stupid Kid Rock neck.
Well, he wasn't lip syncing though, which lip syncing is basically communist.
You know what?
You're
it doesn't matter to me.
Hitler lip synced all the time.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter to me because once he walked out there and I saw that flag around there, he'd ripped his drawers with me right then.
Mussolini lip synced.
Pol Pot,
big lip syncer.
Big lip syncer. Pol Pot also big into karaoke.
Yeah.
Pol Pot had a Grammy taken away from him.
Y'all are being stupid.
Juan Perón.
Y'all are being real stupid. I'm glad y'all think it's very funny that he...
Don't even get me started on Fidel Castro.
I'm glad y'all think it's funny that you just take that
good old American flag for granted. I'm glad that I feel outraged when somebody does
it. What if I folded the American flag into a sailor's hat and wore it on top of my head? Is that disrespecting the flag?
I don't like that either.
Or are you laughing?
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Slobodan Milosevic would have his assistant sing, and he just mouthed the words all the time.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all think it's so funny. Glad y'all think it's so funny. All right, that is the news.
No, I'm done.
It's 6:11.
Oh. Hey, you are too.
Take care, Snake.
All right, coming up next, let's look at some of the commercials of yesterday's Super Bowl here on The Ticket.